The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among the relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And once more, Merry Christmas to all of you and a Happy New Year. As we gather on this, the first Sunday after Christmas, we gather and celebrate a special feast called the Feast of the Holy Family. That is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now, when we look at any depiction of the Holy Family, maybe like the one up here on our altar with Mary and Joseph and child Jesus laying in the manger, we tend to think that the Holy Family must have been just so nice and everything was so great and they didn't have any drama and everything was always wonderful and everything was always great, right? That somehow because of their unapproachable and amazing holiness, that everything just worked out for them all the time. But nothing could be farther from the truth. After all, Mary had Jesus, as we know, outside in a stable, huh? Not the ideal place to have a child, huh? Right, ladies? Right? Right? Who among you would want to have babies outside, right? The last place you want to do it, right? And if we read on a little bit further after the Christmas story, we hear that Joseph had to take Mary and Jesus and flee to Egypt to get away from the persecution that was coming their way. They had to be refugees in Egypt for some time because of what Herod wanted to do to the child Jesus. Yeah. And then in our gospel today, we see that Mary and Joseph lost Jesus for 5 days. They didn't know where he was for 5 days, right? One day they left him behind and they traveled one day and realized that Jesus wasn't around. Then they had to travel back a day and then for 3 days look for the child Jesus. Can you imagine, I mean, mothers and fathers among you, can you imagine just, I know it's hard to even fathom, but just imagine not knowing where your 12-year-old is for about 5 days in a city about the size of New Orleans, right? They didn't have the Amber Alert. They didn't have police back in the day. It was just Joseph and Mary searching for the child Jesus. That's the definition of anxiety, the definition of drama. And yet, all of this is in the providence of God. He wants to be born into a family. Now, certainly, God could have just zapped himself. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, could have zapped himself down to earth at the age of 30 and just showed up as a 30-year-old person and started his ministry. I mean, he certainly could have done that. But he decided in his providence, his wisdom, that he wanted to be born into a family and to grow and to be a child, to be an infant, to be a child, to be a teenager, to be a young man, to be an adult. This is what our Lord decides to do. And I think part of the reason that he wants to do that is he wants to be in solidarity with us who have to go through all of the craziness of being a part of family. Huh? Amen? Or are your families not crazy? I mean, my family's crazy. We have crazy families, huh? Amen? All right, we got kids who are insane, who never listen to us, right? Who are always yelling at each other and fighting each other. We have teenagers who know everything, right? Right. So why are we even here? I don't know why we're even here. Right. We have husbands that are very stubborn. Right. We have wives that never listen to us. Right, guys. That's a trick question. Right. The correct answer was no. Of course not. Our wives are angels. What are you saying? Our wives are angels. The sun rises and sets over them. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. We have families. And in the midst of our families, there's so much drama, right? We got drama with father-in-laws and mother-in-laws. We got drama with cousins. We got drama 24/7. And in the midst of all of it, the Lord wants to be a part of it. He wants to be involved in our drama. He wants to be there as well. And that is illustrated by the Holy Family. That yes, the drama is going to come. Yes, the trials are going to be there. But it's up to us to whether or not we want to invite God into the midst of our families. Do we want to invite him or not into the midst of all of our drama? The Lord certainly was in the midst of all of the drama during the Holy Family and their family life. So whenever the husband's being weird or the wife's being weird, the kids are being insane, or the teenagers or the adolescent children are just deciding that they know everything. The choice is whether or not you're going to allow God into that drama. Are we going to respond to all of that craziness with bitterness, anger, and frustration? Or are we going to enter into it with loving discipline and with mercy and forgiveness? It's up to us. The Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, always responded to the drama in their lives with mercy and kindness, with a happy attitude, so that in and through all the drama, they might be able to grow in love of each other. Because here's the deal, my friends. The trials and tribulations of last year were bad, and chances are they're going to be there this year as well, huh? Amen? I mean, just because it's a new year doesn't mean they're going anywhere, right? If anything, they'll probably get more complicated. So the thing is we have to make a decision for ourselves is how are we going to face these trials? Are we going to be bitter and angry? Or are we going to be like the Holy Family and respond with mercy and kindness and patience? The Holy Family teaches us that the way to true peace and happiness is by being kind and merciful and selfless, by responding with mercy whenever our husband or wife is being weird to us, and by responding to forgiveness with forgiveness. That is the secret of the Holy Family, because through their generosity and their consistent love for each other, they grow in the kind of peace that only God brings, because he's there in the midst. So today at this Mass, as our Lord is made present in the Eucharist and as we receive him, let us pray for our own family and the families of our parish, that together we might embrace the kind of attitude that was always operative in the Holy Family, a kind of attitude that always dealt with drama and with craziness and trials with mercy and patience. Today at this Mass, as we come before our Lord, let us invite the Lord into our families in a more intimate and deep way and ask them to help us be like the Holy Family so that we, like them, might be able to show the world what patient family life really looks like. Amen.